Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetrius speaking. This is the fraud department. How can I help you? Hello, customer, are you there?
I just spoke to your customer service department. I got a charge on my card for $59.89, and they said it was a contest that I entered. I disputed that, and they canceled that, and because it was a $59.89 charge on my debit card, and I can give you the cancellation number that she just gave me.
Okay, let me see here. Give me one second here. Okay. Verify your shipping address for me.
707 Oban Drive.
Thank you. Can I get your first and last name, please?
David Contreras.
Thank you. I do see here this is for our contest entry. Do you remember entering for a chance like to win an iPhone, iPad, Dyson vacuum cleaner, anything like that?
Nothing. She said something about entering about winning a drill, but I don't need a drill. I have a drill. And all those other things, I wouldn't have done it because I have those things.
Okay. Do you think anybody in your household maybe ordered this at all?
No, it's because it's just me and my wife. My kids are all grown. They're out of the house.
Okay. Well, if you are claiming this as a fraudulent charge, sir, what we can do here for you in the fraud department, to put this under a fraud investigation, where still we contact the local authorities, we provide them with the IP address that's on the account, so they can verify where the actual charge was ordered from. During that fraud investigation, they do prosecute for fraud or fraud charges. But if you don't want to go through fraud, I can process you a 50% refund. But if you're sure you didn't order this, we have the fraud investigation for you.
Yeah, well, you know, because I'm just giving my 50% because that's a long, drawn out process, and then
it's not a long process, sir.
Well, I mean, getting the authorities involved. What are they going? They're going to come.
No,
who are they going to investigate?
Just tracking it down from the IP address so they can find out who ordered this.
Okay. But will I get that my $59.89 back or whatever it is?
Yes, sir. If it's fraudulent charge, if it's proven fraudulent charge, yes, sir. So which one did you want to do?
Well, just give me the half back. Because I'm here at the bank, so I'm changing my debit card and everything. So I'm just kind of curious because this and as of lately too, I've been getting a lot of pop-ups on my iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether my phone's got a virus or what. Supposedly, iPhone's not supposed to get a virus, but I keep getting this pop-up, and I'm taking it. As a matter of fact, when I finish here, I'm taking it to the Apple phone, to the Apple store, and see if they can check it for me.
Okay. So you just want to do that 50%?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll issue that 50% refund for you. That'll go back to the account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Oh, you'll get back $29.94.
Okay.
And that'll go back to the account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Okay. And is there anything else I can do for you?
That's it. Thank you very much for helping me out. I really appreciate that.
All right. Well, I do thank you for calling customer support, and you have a wonderful day.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.